You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello and welcome to The Breakfast Table. I'm your host, Brad.
My name is Alex.
And we're here to talk about, well, next week is Comic-Con. So today we're here to talk about everything leading up to Comic-Con. So Comic-Con is the big convention that happens in San Diego for this one. And it basically is the event where everything comic book nerdom comes to life that we'll, you know, be realizing for the next year. So it's where the trailers for the big movies will drop. Not so much Marvel anymore since they're owned by Disney now, but hopefully we'll still see the ones from DC. It's ones where other movies always have their trailers drop around now as well.
Yeah, I mean, basically any movie that comes out post summertime will have a trailer. So a lot of the times they always do like final trailers for movies that came out in like August, like, you know, Suicide Squad and stuff like that. So they'll drop off kind of like, you know, here's a final big trailer for the big movie, and then they'll maybe show off like a trailer for the end of the year. So one of the biggest ones is going to be Aquaman, because that comes out in 5 months, actually. So they, because kind of when you look at movie trailers, it kind of has this like 6 month rule where they don't really show a trailer until about 6 months before. Sometimes there is an exception to the rules. Usually I think movie studios usually get, the reason why is because with the MPAA, they have to have a rating sometimes, or it has to get approved, and basically they can only put out X amount of trailers within a certain amount of time. But normally I think they get like one freebie, and that's when we see stuff like, I think it was, what movie was it? I think it was Avengers or something. I think it was sometime last year where they revealed the trailer, and it was like a year before the movie came out. I know Marvel did it. I know DC wasn't going to do it, but then Suicide Squad got leaked, so they released that. I think Wonder Woman was one of them, because Wonder Woman showed up, like, I think on like a TV special where they showed it. That was like a special thing. But yeah, one of the biggest ones for sure is Aquaman. I know a lot of people are excited to see how that's going to look.
Especially since they just teased us with the pictures of Black Manta and... who else was in those pictures?
Oh, man. All those pictures looks phenomenal. Like Nicole Kidman as Queen Atlanta. Oh, man. She looked phenomenal. And then Patrick Wilson as King Orm. Patrick Wilson. Like, I know he's done a lot of voice work for DC. And he played, of course, what was his name? Night Owl in Watchmen. And I know a lot of people are a fan of his there. But then just a lot of people know him from the Conjuring universe? Because that's his most popular franchise, I think. Is that The Conjuring?
I don't recall. I've never got into Conjuring, the series of movies around The Conjuring. I saw of them, and then I was like, yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah, because like, the guy who's directing Aquaman, James Wan, he is actually considered like the guy who brought horror movies back, because for the longest time, horror movies weren't good. You know, we had a few small hits there, but they were just off terrible. But then The Conjuring came out, and The Conjuring was just basically, yeah, there were scary movies out there, but The Conjuring was actually one of the first good like horror movies we've had in a while. And now, and like, he's credited for like a lot of these good horror movies coming out. So like Get Out, Quiet Place, Hereditary, like he's credited for bringing back good horror movies. And he's done like, I want to say, three Conjuring movies, and they've all done really well. And Patrick Wilson was, I believe, the main lead in all three of them. So that's why I think that's why he's in Aquaman, and he's playing the villain, or one of the villains. But James Wan, I think he even did a Fast and Furious movie once. I can't remember which one. I don't know who's directing the movies anymore. I think he did one of them, or am I thinking of Justin Lin? I don't remember. But yeah, I know he's a really big deal right now in like the horror community, just because of what he's done over the past few years.
It'll be interesting to see how he pulls off Aquaman, because apparently he also did the directing for the Aquaman scene in Justice League, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, he did that. The only thing he did not have control over was how they spoke in the water. So the whole thing with them doing the bubble and speaking in the bubble, that wasn't his idea. He even came out and said that.
He didn't even approve of that at all. He went in and even said that will not be how it works in the Aquaman movie. They'll just talk as if there is no water.
Yeah, and I think the reason why behind that was because I think at the time he was still trying to figure it out. He even came out and said and that's the one reason why we haven't got a trailer yet, was because he says, I will not show a trailer until I know it's ready, until the visual effects are perfect. Like, he's a perfectionist, and like, he wants us to be, you know, blown away by this. You know, he doesn't want to be like, oh, the CGI and that looks, and he's like, oh, it'll be better when the movie comes out. He wants you to be like, holy crap, that looks amazing. And I respect that, you know. And I think when Justice League came out, they were still trying to figure out how to make that work. So I think that's why they did the whole water bubble thing. But yeah, besides that, everything else in there was great. And the whole stuff with Aquaman was great, with how he swam and stuff like that. So I'm definitely curious on how all that's going to really come out. A lot of people are excited.
Yeah, and they have a lot riding on this one as well in terms of DC movies and Warner Brothers and everything, because if Aquaman fails, basically there goes the DC universe as we know it now. Like, that's where they'll let Wonder Woman continue, but everything else will continue to be scrapped, and they'll just redo everything from the start again, most likely.
Except for Shazam, because that is coming out in February.
Is that one actually... Yeah. Okay.
Shazam's done. Yeah, Shazam's done. That's like early 2019. That's like February, March 2019, I think. No, January. Sorry. Yeah, it's like, no, it isn't.
I was going to say, it's definitely not that early.
It's early 2019. I know that for sure. I know it's before, it's supposed to be early. All right, let me check real fast. And I think we're going to see a trailer for that too. I think we're going to see something for Shazam, whether it's a little, you know, cheeky teaser, you know, with him being, it's Zachary Levi. You can't have something with Zachary Levi without him acting like a buffoon. So I'm pretty sure we're gonna have that.
Well,
like,
we got that teaser image of Shazam standing next to the kid.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. People that do not know, Shazam is a kid that just is able to transform into an adult superhero.
Yeah, and it's basically, and it's funny because, like, which is kind of funny because right now, I think this year is the 30th anniversary of Big Kid, Big, the one with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are comparing Shazam to that a bit, you know, but instead of him, you know, being able to switch back and forth between a kid, you know, it's just, you know, it's kind of the same concept. It's April 5th. I'm sorry. So Shazam is April 5th. So it's not that far after, Aquaman. It's like 5 months.
Yeah, that's not too bad, because Aquaman is in December still, right?
Aquaman, so far, yes. I am curious how that's going to turn out, because originally it moved from October because of Venom, and then Disney announced that Mary Poppins was going to be at the end of the month, and then we also have at the end of the month we have Mary Poppins. We have the Peter Jackson movie, The Mortal Engines, and then there's another movie coming out on the 21st, and Aquaman's supposed to be like the early December, and I think they even moved Mary Poppins up a couple weeks. So I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and say it's a November release, because in November, the only thing they have in November is Wreck-It Ralph. So if they let Wreck-It Ralph go out first and then come out a couple weeks, even at the end of November,
Wreck-It Ralph comes out at the end of November. It's on Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Is it Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Wreck-It Ralph 2 is Thanksgiving. So in order to be able to come out in November, they would have to come out before Wreck-It Ralph.
And I forgot, because Fantastic Beasts comes out in November. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's also another way. Yeah, so honestly, I think the only thing they can do is, because Aquaman... it's set for December 21st. So I thought they pushed it up. But if they need to, they need to push it up at least to the beginning of the month to kind of give itself some room. But I think that if Aquaman does well and the trailer does really well, I wouldn't be surprised if some people move away from Aquaman, because if this movie gets a lot of hype from that trailer, because I think that's the reason why a lot of people haven't moved yet, is because they know that if Aquaman is really hyped, they're going to move. Because it's going to be the same thing like Wonder Woman, because Wonder Woman was destined to kind of fail, you know, just because of earlier movies. But when it came out, it took everyone by surprise. I mean, that movie, I think, dominated for weeks.
Well, yeah, because it ended up being a good movie.
Exactly. In the hype, and the closer to the movie, the hype got real. And like all the movies that came out around the time just got left in its dust. And I think that if Aquaman does the same, especially with someone like Jason Momoa, because that's the movie where these teenage girls and stuff are going to go, you know, crazy over, because it's freaking Jason Momoa. And I think that if the hype for this movie does well, I wouldn't be surprised if either DC moves it or Disney moves something of theirs. I think it's going to be DC that moves it. I don't know when, but it's very possible.
Yeah, but comparing, saying Aquaman has a chance of being like Wonder Woman is not fair to Aquaman at all. Because Wonder Woman also had the hype of being a first of its kind.
Yeah.
So it had the same effect on Black Panther, and we saw both of those movies skyrocket because they were first of their kind, which got initial hype, and then it ended up being a great movie, which got everybody else to go see it.
Yeah, and I think, but also kind of running with Aquaman is that if it is a good movie, then that's going to do a lot too, because especially with a lot of people kind of really wary about DC movies, same thing with Wonder Woman, especially being a good movie, the people are like, oh, you know, it's actually a good movie, I'm going to go see it. And same thing with Black Panther. Black Panther ended up being amazing, and that's why it brought people back most of the time. So hopefully it's good. And then this movie will definitely, you know, let us know how DC's handling all this, especially with Shazam and Wonder Woman. And kind of going with that as well, I think that we're going to hear a lot about the future movies from DC at Comic-Con.
I'm sorry. If there's anything I want from DC at Comic-Con, I just want a layout of their plan. Not even this is when every movie's coming out. Because as it stands right now, the Batman is up in the air for, it's not going to be Ben Affleck, it's going to be a younger Batman. Then we have two Joker movies, one with Joaquin Phoenix and one with Jared Leto. Then we have Wonder Woman. Then we have Aquaman and Shazam coming up. Then we have apparently a Batman Beyond movie is being.
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Is
I know
that one finally Suicide shut Squad down? Two.
I think no, I don't think that. I think that rumor. Yeah, that rumor shut down quick. Okay. I think. Yeah, but one and then another, one thing that is confirmed that has a director is New Gods, which I'm excited for. New Gods. It's directed by Ava DuVernay. I can't pronounce her last name. The one who did Wrinkle in Time.
See, there's another one. It's DC has all these kind of things floating around out there, because that's not even mentioning Batgirl, which used to have Joss Whedon attached to it. That may or may not even be happening now. And then I'm trying to Suicide Squad 2. Apparently, there's going to be a Deadshot, like a Harley Quinn movie. A Harley Quinn spinoff with Catwoman or Poison Ivy, Gotham, one of those two.
Yeah, Gotham Sirens.
Yep, that's
and I
it.
Think, and then, of course, we still have Flash. Flashpoint.
Yep, the Flash and Cyborg, which are Cyborg, still both up in the air. I just want DC to lay down and go, here are the movies that we're looking into. Here's the ones that are being written. Here's the ones that are definitely coming out. You know.
Yeah, I think
that's
that...
all I want.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen. I really think that's going to happen. I think this is the biggest thing is Matt Reeves is going to come out. He said, here's your Batman. And it's going to either be Ben Affleck, or it's going to be Ben Affleck and someone else, or it's just going to be someone else. I think that Matt Reeves will come out and announce who the Batman is and the name of it and maybe some concept art or something like that. I think we're also going to get – well, we do have Flash directors. I'm sorry. We do have because the writers who did
the director of The Flash, if I recall correctly, dropped out of the project.
No, it's the new guys.
Okay.
The guys who wrote I want to say the Lego movie with Miller and Lord.
Okay.
They're the guys who directed that remake for that Vacation movie. It's a pair of directors. John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. They worked on, I do know that they're really good writers. They wrote Spider-Man Homecoming, which was phenomenal, of course. Let's see, what else did he write? They wrote Spider-Man Homecoming. They did Horrible Bosses, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Let's see, what else did they? They directed Game Night, which did very well, actually. That was a pretty fun movie. Yeah, so they did that movie. And then, of course, they wrote their most recent one, of course, is Spider-Man Homecoming. So two great hits, you know, between Spider-Man Homecoming and Game Night. I think that they could do really well. And I think they confirmed it, too. They confirmed it on their Twitter.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to think here. Cyborg, I'm sure they're going to – I don't know if we're going to hear much about Cyborg. I would think so. I wouldn't be surprised if he, because there's a rumor that they're making a, because they're making a Doom Patrol show on the streaming service, which we'll talk about later. But I don't think this is the last time we've seen a Cyborg. And then I think the biggest announcement they're going to make is Man of Steel 2. Henry Cavill has been teasing the crap out of it lately, and he's actually sat down with the guy who directed the latest Mission Impossible, because Henry Cavill's in it with them. And he said that they sat down, they talked about what they want to do with Man of Steel 2. And I think Henry Cavill even talked to like the execs and are trying to get him to direct it. And if Mission Impossible Fallout does well, which based off early reviews is getting phenomenal reviews, I think it's going to happen, because he's directed the last two Mission Impossible movies, right? Because after they rebooted it, let's see, Brad Bird did the fourth one, and then this guy, Stephen McQuarrie, he did the last one and this one, and both of those were phenomenal, review-wise and financially. So I think if this one does well too, I think that Warner Brothers will most likely tap him for Man of Steel 2.
But the main question is, if he directs Man of Steel 2, will Superman have a mustache?
Probably. I'm pretty sure they're going to make some joke, because especially since he directed Mission Impossible.
Right.
Well, but the whole thing with the mustache thing, that was all what's his name's fault? Tom Cruise. That was all Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise was the one who put it in his contract that he couldn't shave his beard or in his mustache. That was all Tom Cruise. That had nothing to do with the director, because Tom Cruise wanted him to be like in character the entire movie. He had it to where he couldn't shave in his contract. So everyone blamed Tom Cruise for that, because we all know Tom Cruise. He's like a God. He's very control. I think he has like, I forget how much control he has in those movies. He has
all the control.
He has a lot of control in those movies. And I think that was one of the big things. But yeah, I mean, I think that DC, I think that they have to. I think that they have to come out, knock it out of the park, show them that they are in business. You know, they've had missteps, you know, and they're working to fix it. They've done well so far with Wonder Woman. And yes, financially, Justice League didn't do well, but it still was a nice step forward compared to what they did before. And now that Aquaman is considered the first movie outside of that circle, because Justice League was always going to be kind of like set in stone on how it was going to perform, because that was in production before all the changes were made internally. But Wonder Woman and Aquaman were the first movies that were not affected by those shakeups. They were the first ones that had, you know, creative control, stuff laid out and stuff like that. So
they were the first non-Zack Snyder movies of the DC universe.
Yeah, that and with like a lot of the Zack Snyder, and then also a lot of the execs who made all these choices with Suicide Squad and stuff like that, they're gone. They were gone before Aquaman and Wonder Woman were basically finished. And plus, Patty Jenkins, she basically demanded that. Well, she didn't demand, but I think she made it clear that she's going to do it her way, or she's not going to direct it. So I think that she had all the control. You know, she basically said, if you want me to do this and you want me to do it right because of how important this movie is, you're going to let me do my freaking job. You're not going to interfere, you know, compared to like Zack Snyder and the guy who did Suicide Squad. You know, those two let those executives, you know, stomp all over them with edits and, oh God, they did terrible with that. But Patty Jenkins basically, you know, put her foot down and said, I'm doing this the way that I want to. And it worked out. And it looks like with James Wan, since Warner Brothers has had a really good relationship with him with the Conjuring movies, I think that they let him kind of do his thing too. So hopefully we'll see.
Yeah, I can say that with Suicide Squad and David Ayers, he also directed Bright, which was one that he was given full creative control over. That one did not turn well at all. I have a feeling that that one was more on him. He's kind of on a downward spiral for his directing career, sadly.
He is, yeah. And of course, with the editing and stuff, that didn't help with it as well. But looking at other movies, too, I think we're going to see a lot of we're going to see a lot of trailers for stuff, especially for a lot of stuff coming out next year. I mean,
For Marvel, we're definitely going to get a Captain Marvel trailer.
You think we're going to get a trailer for Captain Marvel here?
Oh, yeah. Because right now they're trying to do everything they can to hype up this movie. And because it's going to be their version of Wonder Woman. It's going to be their female lead movie. So they're going to do everything that they can in order to kind of push it out there. In Comic-Con, even though Disney doesn't like Comic-Con anymore, because of their D23 that they have, it's still a big one for comic book movies, and they know that. That's why Infinity War did the testing footage last year, and they showed off footage for Guardians of the Galaxy 2 before that, and everything like that. Yeah. They still know it's a big deal for these kinds of movies.
Yeah, I wonder where they're going to show that to, because I know Marvel is going to have a big like presence in the games. Like, I know they're coming like basically full force in their video game section. I think they're going to show off like all the new, like they're going to show off Spider-Man for dang sure.
Oh yeah.
I think there's like a VR game coming out that they're going to show off. Hold on, let me pull it up here. But they're definitely showing off Spider-Man, especially since it's coming out 2 months later.
Yeah, because it's in September, right?
Yeah, September 15th, I think, or 20 something. They have Marvel's Powers United VR, which is a Marvel VR on the Oculus. They're going to show that off. They're going to show off Spider-Man. They're going to show off more of the Champions game that's online, that's on the mobile, Strike Force and Battle Line. So it looks like a bunch of basically one console game and a bunch of VR and mobile games. I know they're really pushing on that. And then rumors that we may finally see something with, because remember, Square Enix is making an Avengers game.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, remember they announced that, I think, at like E3 last year, or something? It was announced a while ago, and because basically it was whenever they signed a deal with Square Enix. It was called like the Avengers Initiative, where they signed off the games to a bunch of studios, and the biggest one was an Avengers game made by, I want to say, Crystal Dynamics, the people who did Tomb Raider.
I completely forgot about that, because we haven't heard a word since they showed the little teaser of literally the two logos next to each other, and that was it.
Yeah, that was, I'm sorry. It was announced in January 2017. It wasn't even part of E3. It was just, you know, an announcement saying, hey, you know, we're working with Square Enix on a secret Avengers game. And like, and a lot of people think it's kind of like a reboot or something of the Ultimate Alliance games. Because you know
See,
how
those
like
games
that,
were fun. I would be okay with that.
Yeah, and remember how like last week, I think when we were talking about like remasters and reboots, remember how we always talked about every time like a reboot or a remaster comes out, there's like that like most likely means there's going to be a new game of some sorts. So like I think the Ultimate Alliance games came out earlier this year on PS4 and Xbox One. Yeah, they're on the current gen systems. They came and terrible. They're terrible ports, I think.
I was going to say, I completely missed that. I didn't even know.
They're $15 on PS4 right now for both of them. So if you want to play them, I think it's like a bundle. I think it ends on Tuesday morning. So $15 for 1 and 2 right now on PSN. So it's a good deal. But yeah, a lot of people think that because of that, you know, remastering stuff means a new game's coming out. I think that a lot of people think that it's going to be a Ultimate Alliance like reboot of some sort, which I'd be okay with.
Yeah, if they redid those games, because those games were fairly fun back in the day. I can't remember too much about them, but I remember having fun with them.
Yeah, basically the second one was not as good as the first, but it focused more like kind of on the Civil War storyline with the Accords and everything. But it was
that one ended up coming out on the Wii, right?
No, it was both. They're on all systems: PS3, oh, okay. Xbox, Ultimate Alliance 2. And it's funny too, because like, because that came out, and the biggest thing with like that game was how you can use like combo abilities. So like, you can use Captain America's shield to kind of redirect Iron Man's, you know, blaster, and then Avengers came out and they did that exact thing in the movie, and I was like, ah, they got that from Ultimate Alliance too. So like that, I know a lot of people like those games, and I think that I really think they're going to show something this year. They have to. I mean, it's been so long, they have to.
I mean, especially they could decide to still keep it quiet, because considering it's been a year and a half since they announced it, that partartnership was even going to happen, they might not even have anything to really show yet.
Yeah.
They might show a logo, but at the same time, all that will do is anger people when they realize that's all we have.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I know that they do have a big presence this year for their video game section. I wouldn't be even surprised if they show off kind of more of their animated stuff too, because I know even though like Marvel Disney's not going to be there like movie wise, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a bunch of like animated stuff too, like, you know, that one show that's in Japan only that hasn't somehow made it over to the United States yet.
And may never actually make it over to the United States.
It'll never make it over here. I'm pretty sure it won't, which sucks. But that'd be cool if they announced stuff like that, because like you said, even though they're not there for like Hall H, because remember, it's not that Marvel's not going to be there, it's that they're not going to have a big Hall H presentation, which Hall H, for people who don't know, Hall H is the grand presentation of Comic-Con. It's the one people camp out for days for, so they can get in and see the stuff. It's like a big massive screen that kind of, you know, surrounds the theater. It's basically like the ultimate experience. And this is where all of these studios come to show off their big stuff. Yeah. And so even though they're not going to be at Hall H, there's like you said earlier, you think most likely they will still show stuff. They're just not going to spend all their money on a big Hall H presentation, because they don't have anything to show probably besides Captain Marvel.
Yeah. To put it in perspective, whenever you see those pictures of people waiting out line, everybody's like, oh, my God, these people have been waiting outside for 3 days to get into Comic-Con. They're not waiting to get into Comic-Con. They're waiting to get into Hall H of Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. That's the one line that everybody always takes pictures of to show how many people are waiting for Comic-Con. The door to get into Comic-Con is fairly quick. The door to get into Hall H, you're going to be waiting a while.
Yeah, and then basically once you get in Hall H, you don't leave Hall H.
Sit down until the presentation of whatever you're there for shows, and then you leave.
Oh no, people don't leave. Once you get a lot of people, once they get the Hall H, because remember, there's multiple panels in a day, so people will stay. Once you're in Hall H, once you get your seat, you're guaranteed for that for the rest of the day. So people will stay in Hall H for the rest of the day and never leave. It's ridiculous, and I don't know if I'd ever want to do that.
I mean, I believe if you stood in line for 8 hours to get into there, you would probably stay the entire day as well.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, that's so, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to show stuff. And another stuff with Disney, I think they're, like you said earlier, they're, you know, they also still have a big presence, like with their Star Wars and their actual Disney line too.
Well, they'll probably show something off with Wreck-It Ralph too, because that's a huge one that nerds everywhere love. So it fits into Comic-Con. Then I'm trying to think of what else they could really show off.
They're going to show a Dumbo trailer.
You think so?
Yeah, because they just released the teaser. So the thing that we got was just a teaser, and Dumbo comes out like March. So,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's because, I mean, it's basically going to be their animated movie and then their live action movie. They may give like a little update on like their movies coming out, because remember, there's no D23 this year. There's no D23 this year. So any movie coming out between now and next July, they don't have a big presentation to show it off. So this is kind of like their big thing. But I think the only thing coming out next year is Dumbo.
When's Lion King?
That's 2019.
Is it 2019?
I think so. Because I know Mulan got pushed to like 2020. Let me see here. I'm looking it up.
Oh, July 19th.
Toy Story. Crap, how did I forget about that? Toy Story's next year.
Yeah, July 19th is Lion King. July 19th next year, not in 4 days.
Oh, I'll be like, Yeah, Toy Story 4 is June. So, and then D23 next year is usually like the D23 is usually always like a week after Comic-Con, I think, or before Comic-Con. Yeah. So I think that, yeah, we'll see something for Toy Story. We may see like a teaser for Toy Story. No, I'm sorry. D23 is August 23rd next year. So it's way after Comic-Con. I think that.
So we might get a teaser for Lion King then this year, along with Toy Story.
Yeah, so
not like a teaser trailer, but like a teaser kind of like quick scene showing off something.
Yeah, because when Wreck-It Ralph comes out, they're going to need, you know, movies to show off of Wreck-It Ralph. And right when Wreck-It Ralph comes out, you're kind of getting close to that 6 month period I was talking about earlier. And so I wouldn't be surprised. We're definitely going to have a Dumbo trailer. I definitely think we're going to have a Dumbo trailer because that's so close by. But I really think that we'll see a teaser trailer for probably something teaser-wise for Toy Story and Lion King maybe. And then once a couple months from now when Wreck-It Ralph comes out, then we'll get the full trailer. They normally, when they do stuff like teaser trailers, they usually wait a few – because sometimes teaser trailers now, they count as full trailers. For some reason
it depends on how they do it. Like the teaser trailer for Dumbo, I would count that as a full trailer.
Yeah, if it plays in theaters, it's considered a trailer because of MPAA stuff and everything else like that. Teaser trailers don't really count towards that. I think that's kind of like the loophole in a way. If they count it as a teaser. I think it was like Age of Ultron or something. I think it was Age of Ultron. They showed it like a year early. And the reason why they were able to get away with it, because they called it a teaser trailer, but it was like 2 minutes long. And I think that was like, I think that's like the loophole for that. But they can only do it like once, I think. But yeah, because once Wreck-It Ralph comes out, they're going to need to have some stuff to show off. And then I think finally, which we won't see this year, Frozen 2, I think, is November of next year. I think
won't show anything off for this. Well, Comic-Con isn't Christmas even the thing for them to show that off at. That would be a D23.
Yeah. And especially, yeah, that'll be a D23 type of thing, especially since it comes out in November. They may show it off at Comic-Con next year, maybe, but no, I doubt it. And then, of course, we have some of the other studios, too. I think we may see something for, like, Terminator.
Doubt it. James Cameron just got that back. I don't think he's had time to even think about a script for Terminator, let alone do anything for it.
They're filming it.
Are they?
Yeah, because leaked pictures showed hit Linda Hamilton on set.
Oh.
You didn't see those?
I did not. I completely missed that.
I thought I showed you that. I thought I posted it in our little chat. But yeah, there's a – because Diego Luna has been cast as the Terminator. The guy who played Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's Terminator.
Okay.
Schwarzenegger is confirmed to come back. Linda Hamilton, the original Sarah Connor, is coming back. And she's on set right now in her Sarah Connor outfit. So they're filming it. They're actually filming it right now. If I remember correctly, it is supposed to come out next summer.
How is James Cameron doing that? He's been working on Avatar 2 since 2003.
Yeah, November 22nd, 2019. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's, I don't know. He's doing that. Well, he's not directing. He's not directing it, though. Tim Miller is directing it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think James Cameron has nothing to do with it except for getting the rights back, I think. I think he's just producing it because I think David S. Goyer is writing it with a bunch of other people. And then not Diego Luna, Diego Boneta, I think his name is McKenzie. And then, yeah, but the big two is, of course, is Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton. They're back.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Gabriel Luna. That's his name. Why do I think he was saying Diego Luna? But yeah, the guy who played Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Gabriel Luna. I don't know what. Gabriel, Diego, all the same.
Yeah, it looks like Cameron is going to be a producer and creative consultant for it.
Yeah, because like you said, he's still working on, you know, Avatar 10 and 11 and 12, which...
Don't forget 13, 14, and 15.
and those don't come out till... We're not going to see those for a while. I mean, I would be shocked if we see something. And honestly, we're forgetting about a big kind of player here. Because with the whole Fox thing going on right now, we forget that they still have movies coming out, and they have one coming out in November. They have Phoenix coming out in November.
Oh, I forgot that they had
Everyone's forgetting about that movie. Did they delay it? I think they may have delayed it. Cause I know they delayed that horror movie.
I just remember Well, you're talking about New Mutants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, New Mutants probably isn't going to happen anymore.
Yeah, that got delayed to like August of next year. This year. August next year.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, they did a test screening for horror movie fans for New Mutants. And all of them it was like a unanimous thing across the board of going, that was a terrible movie. And that kind of like unanimous agreement doesn't even happen for bad movies like Suicide Squad or, you know, I'm trying to think of some other like
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Fantastic Four even got some praise during their test screenings.
And we all know how that turned out.
Yeah,
that was worse than everything.
Yeah,
that one's never. I don't think anyone can defend that movie. But yeah, Dark Phoenix. Oh, that got pushed to February, which. That's okay. Not bad. February. I mean, so I think that we'll see something for Dark Phoenix. I think that we are close enough for them to show something because we've gotten pictures of it. We've gotten some pictures of Sophie Turner in her Phoenix garb, which I think is unnecessary. But I think we're going to see because we have that. Besides that, I don't think Fox really has anything else coming out. I mean,
well, they're going to be showing off the completely extended version of Deadpool 2.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. And then it comes out on DVD like a couple weeks later.
Yeah. So that's going to be first shown at San Diego Comic-Con in one of the theaters. I can't remember which one, but it's one that they always show like the previous year's movies. So this is going to be the extended version, which has like 30 extra minutes.
Wow. So, I just looked it up and they have a lot of movies coming out this month. I mean, this year, sorry.
Fox?
They have, yeah, fuck. I mean, of course, Deadpool's already out. They have Predator coming out. Bad Times at the El Royale, which looks freaking awesome. Alita, Battle Angel, that's still coming out.
I forgot that's the one with the chick with the eyes bigger than most people's heads, right?
Yeah, the anime girl, which is exactly how she was in the comics.
Right.
And then Bohemian Rhapsody, that's still this year. And
that's
then
because
right,
that stars the guy from Mr. Robot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Malik, I forget his last name, Rami Malik or something like that. And then we have that movie that's like a ripoff of X-Men, Hunger Games, I Am Number 4, The Darkest Minds. That's Fox. I'm sure you've seen the trailer for that.
I've like probably seen something for it, but it's not ringing a bell right now.
It's the one with the kids, they're basically on the run from the government because they have powers, And it's basically like, you know, give us your kids because the kids are like the new generation. It's literally X-Men.
But Runaways?
Yeah, it's literally the Runaways mixed with X-Men, mixed with Hunger Games.
Runaways is X-Men.
Oh, that I never watched that. So that's, I'll be honest, I know nothing about Runaways. So I will.
Basically, how you describe that is going, yeah, it's like Tony Stark and Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. all in one movie. Hold on a minute.
I've never read Runaways, so I wouldn't know. But yeah, it looks interesting, but it looks. But in the movie universe, it looks like you can tell because they do like the whole. Remember in Hunger Games where what was that little sign they did where they, you know, put the two fingers together and stuck it in the air? There's some they do that in the movie. And then like the overall aesthetic kind of feels like I Am Number Four in a way. Just like the look and everything. I think I Am Number Four was Fox. I can't remember. And then, of course, you know, the X-Men, I guess, Runaways type of story. But yeah, I don't know. That's coming out in like August. Watch the trailer and you'll see exactly what I say. But yeah, Fox has a lot of
movies. Sounds familiar. I think I remember seeing a trailer for it at the very least and kind of just going, eh, pass.
Yeah.
For now, at least.
It's definitely a big pass. And then they have the Hate You Give, which is basically Trayvon Martin, the movie. It looks exactly like basically a retelling of the Trayvon Martin stuff. And then a movie called Windows, which I have no idea what that's about.
Not a Bill Gates story?
Oh, crap. It's directed by Steve McQueen. Okay, I'm interested now.
Wait, Steve McQueen's hold on. Awesome. Edgar Wright has a movie coming up. When's that?
He does?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
He has that animated movie coming up. Let me see if there's even a date on that one yet. Nope, still no date on that. Dang it.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, I don't remember that one. Okay. Yeah, and then, of course, on Sony's end, we're going to see Venom. We're definitely going to see a Venom trailer.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Which looks fantastic. Just stylistically, that movie is going to be one of my favorite Spider-Man movies and comic book movies in general.
Excuse me, it has Spider-Gwen in it, which is amazing that she's finally on the big screen, so screw everything else, Spider-Gwen. But yes, besides that, it does look great. The voice acting, I'll probably have to get used to, maybe, with the guy who plays Peter, but the style...
Jake Johnson?
Was it Jake Johnson? Is he actually voicing him?
I'm pretty sure that was Jake Johnson.
I don't know, I didn't look up who's voicing everyone.
You can just hear it.
You're right.
If you pay attention to it like closely enough, you're just pretty much like, that's Jake Johnson. There's no if that's not Jake Johnson, then that is somebody that has stolen Jake Johnson's voice, attitude, and acting style.
let me look that up. And then but we're definitely seeing something for Venom. I guarantee it. And then Into the Spider-Verse they're gonna show. Wait, there's two? Oh, that's right, because it's the Spider-Verse. So yeah, we have Jake Johnson and then Shameik Moore, which I think Shameik Moore is playing the Spider-Man 2099. But we forget, Nick Cage was announced to play Spider-Man Noir.
Was he?
Yeah. Nick Cage is going to be voicing. He's voiced so many characters.
No.
I'm not kidding you. Nick Cage is in the Spider-Man movie.
There's no, I don't believe you. There's no way.
I will send you a link right now.
Send me a link right now because I do not believe you.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse adds Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage has been cast as Spider-Man. Nicolas Cage has played Spider-Man. Nicolas Cage voicing Spider-Man Noir and Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Fake news.
I'm not joking you.
There's no way.
I'm not kidding you.
Until I hear his voice in a Spider-Man movie, I will not believe. You can give me every article in the world. Nick Cage can come out and do an interview with us personally where all he says is, I will be in Spider-Man, and I will not believe it until I see that movie.
Yeah, not going to believe it either. And then I told you a couple weeks ago that Hailee Steinfeld is actually voicing
Gwen Stacy. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's I know you're excited.
That one's going to be good.
Yeah, it's definitely good. And I wouldn't be surprised if, because remember, Zombieland 2 just got announced. I know it's probably too soon for them to show anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if they talk about that a little bit, but I doubt it. But that got announced with the original cast.
Is the original cast coming back for that one?
They just announced it like yesterday. They finally came out and said the original cast is coming back for next year. So that's what makes me think that they've already got stuff done, because if it's coming out next year, but I mean, Zombieland probably doesn't take long to really make. I think the first Zombieland was made pretty quickly. But yeah, that Zombieland 2 is next year. Confirmed original cast, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone,
Woody Harrelson,
and then Abigail. I can't remember her last name, but yeah, all of them are back, which is great.
Didn't that movie come out like 10 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 2000. It was like, I want to say 2000, almost nine or two. No, 2011. Hold on. When did that movie come out?
No, that was still
2009.
Yeah. No, 2009. Okay. I knew
it was around the 2009, 2010-ish area, 11. Because I know it's almost been 10 years. But because that was like when Emma Stone was like new. That was like one of her breakout roles around the time. Like between that, the A+ movie, and then of course, why am I blinking on this? That one movie with Jonah Hill and everyone, the party movie.
Are you trying to remember Superbad?
I am trying to remember. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. I haven't watched that movie in forever. Yeah, Superbad. But yeah, that was around the same time when she was getting really big. And even then, Jesse Eisenberg as well, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg, it was a couple of years later. Because his big break was the Facebook movie.
Social Network, yeah.
Yeah.
But Zombieland was like one of the first ones that actually he got known for, and then he did the Social Network, and that's when he became movie star, stuff like that. But that's basically trying to think who else could be there. Oh, we're forgetting about the Kong, King Kong, and Godzilla.
That's right, because we got that teaser image for the upcoming Godzilla movie, King of Monsters, I think it was.
Yeah, we're going to hear a lot about that shared universe. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and say, all right, you guys got Godzilla? Well, here is, I don't know, Godzilla, you know, Mothra. Well, we kind of got Mothra. But yeah, King Kong versus Godzilla. I mean, the Monsters universe, unless they, I don't know, because the Monsters universe died with Mummy. But that's two different Monsters universes, I think.
Yeah, this is more the Godzilla.
This is the Kaiju. Shared universe. The Monsters universe was Universal.
Yeah.
And then this one's Warner Brothers. What is in that universe besides Godzilla and King Kong? What
Nothing
else
so
do?
Far. It's just going to be I'm trying to remember what it's called, but the turtle kaiju hero thing, the one that has like the rockets, it like pulls all its legs in and it's a rockets and it uses that to spin around to travel.
What? I don't know what this. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was another one of those kaiju movies. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Gamera?
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember the name. But yeah, because next year is Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and then 2020 is supposed to be Godzilla versus Kong. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're not going to show anything for King Kong versus Godzilla, but they're definitely going to talk about it, and they may even show, like, an art thing. Because I know they're definitely making it. They're probably making it right now, because that movie probably requires a lot of CGI and stuff. But yeah, that one's going to be good. But yeah. That's the only monsters they have there. The Monsters universe like is dead. I think they even said that. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a Pacific Rim crossover, because I know the. I think one of the guys from Legendary said it's possible, because Legendary is owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
it's the same subsection, and it's the, like I said, Kaiju. It's the Kaiju universe. So I mean, it's possible. So I wouldn't be surprised. There's stuff, but they even said that there was kind of like an Easter egg, I think, in the Pacific Rim 2 that was kind of pointing at the Monsters universe.
Well, hold on. Didn't we also just get teased about Men in Black coming back?
No, that's filming right now.
Yeah.
That's with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson.
That's yeah.
because they showed that the leaked photo from the set showed Chris Hemsworth in Men in Black outfit. He was in a suit, and Tessa Thompson was in there too. Yeah, that's what is Men in Black. That's
that one's set to come out next June.
Yeah, that's Universal too.
I believe so. Maybe.
Yeah, we're gonna get something for that.
Oh no, Columbia Pictures. That one's Sony.
Oh, that is. Oh, you're right. I forgot. That's yep. Right. Men in Black is Sony. Forgot about that. Yeah, and then Universal has nothing. I don't think. Well, no. Well, no, because next year I think they're doing the Universal. Maybe could show off some stuff for Fast and Furious because I know there's a spinoff coming out next year. The Rock and Jason Statham movie. I think that's supposed to be like next year. And then because Fast and Furious 9 is not till like 2020. So I think the spinoff is next year with The Rock. And so they may show something off of that. Because Universal, yeah, Universal doesn't really have any movies coming out. But yeah, I mean, that's basically all I could think of for movie-wise, I think. Yeah, that's basically all I could think of for movies.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on anything else that would be coming up.
Yeah, and the only thing I know that's going to be a big deal this year, of course, is comic books. I know DC has a lot of stuff planned for the fall, like a lot of big epic crossovers and epic stories. I know Marvel has a bunch of stuff they're wanting. There's a rumor that Marvel is going to change again, and they're going to change a lot of stuff in their comics. I think the biggest thing that a lot of people are looking for more information on is the new DC streaming service, which is basically called DC Universe. I think that's going to be one of the biggest things at Comic-Con this year, because it's kind of the first of its kind in a way, because Marvel has Marvel Unlimited, which is basically 10,000 comic books at the, you know, that you could read on your iPad and stuff like that. But that's it.
I think it's even like you can get them on there like 2 months after it releases or something like that.
Yeah. And then but with DC Universe, you get basically a big lineup of movies. So ranging from Superman to Batman Begins, you know, all those movies, a bunch of the animated shows. This is the first time we're going to get Batman the animated series in 1080p. Like we're actually finally getting a freaking Batman animated series in HD, which I know a lot of people are excited for. And then we're going to get streaming shows. So we're going to have exclusive shows like The Titan Show, the Harley Quinn animated series, Young Justice is coming back, Doom Patrol. So like, I know a lot of people are, 'cause it's supposed to come out in fall. And then of course the same thing that Marvel's doing where it's like unlimited, like you get a lot of comic books. So ranging from like DC New 52 or starting from Rebirth number one, all the way back to like the 1960s, 1970s. Like I think that's going to be one of the biggest things this year. And especially just because of how much it's going to cost. I think a lot of people are waiting to see how much it's going to cost. And I know for sure DC is going to have a massive panel about that. And I know a lot of people are excited for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what. Well, we also have the CW shows. Those are going to have some kind of teaser because Legend of Tomorrow, Arrow, Flash, they've already teased a lot on what's going to come for the next season.
Yeah, and they actually, surprisingly, like, they do some really heavy promoting for those, too, because, like, I know last year for, like, the official Comic-Con magazine, they release a Comic-Con magazine every year, and, like, last year it was the CW shows, and, like, they had, like, four covers. One of them was Riverdale, one of them was Supernatural, one of them was the CW was basically like was Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, and the other one, I forget what the other one was. It was one of the other CW shows, and they're doing the same thing this year, like with the official Comic-Con like magazine. I think it was from, I forget who publishes it. They're doing the same thing where the front cover is basically, you know, Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, White Canary, and Black Lightning, and I was surprised, just like, you know, how big those TV shows are, especially to put them on like the official, you know, Comic-Con magazine.
Oh yeah. They're getting big.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised. Like, they're going to, you know, announce, like I said, they're going to announce a bunch of characters. Because I even think Stephen Amell, he has another big teaser, because they announced Batwoman for, she's going to be introduced in Arrow during, I think, the crossover this year. So they may announce who's playing her. And I know he said there's other surprises they have in store. They're probably going to talk about the big crossover again, you know, talk about who probably the villains are this year, maybe a little sneak peek, because the show has come back on in like October. So we're forgetting about Marvel TV shows too, because I think there's one more show coming out this year.
But we have Cloak and Dagger. We have The Gifted. Is there anything else?
I swear there was another Marvel, because remember, they do like three Marvel shows a year. So this year they did Luke Cage.
Oh, I forgot about the Netflix ones. Yeah.
Marvel. So I know Luke Cage just came out. If I remember correctly,
Jessica Jones came out earlier this year as well.
Yeah. And then I think it's supposed to be Iron Fist season two. Yeah, Iron Fist season two is the end of 2018. So most likely that's going to be November-ish, because they always do it like around, you know, November for that time. And then Daredevil will be March, like it's always been. And then Punisher was supposed to be next year. And I think Jessica Jones was supposed to be next year, season three. But yeah, I don't think we're going to hear anything else. Like, I think that's it for Marvel shows. I don't think they're going to introduce anything else. It's going to be Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Daredevil, and Punisher. They're not going to introduce any new characters.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, remember, because now Disney has their own streaming service coming out. So I think
that's
another thing we're here.
That's going to have. Not New Mutant. What is it?
The one with Squirrel Girl.
Yeah,
yeah. It is called New Something. It is called something. Squirrel Girl Marvel show. Because I know they announced her. Wow, I cannot find the name of it.
Yeah, because it's with Milana von Troob.
Yeah. New Warriors, there it is.
Yep.
New Warriors.
That's the one.
Yeah, so yeah, I think that, and then of course with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. probably has realistically one more season left. I think that after Infinity War Part 2, I think that show's done. I think that that's going to be the kind of the culmination of the MCU, because Infinity War Part 2 is supposed to be the finale of the MCU. And I think that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will end that year. And then basically they're going to move all their stuff over to, because after 2019, they don't have anything else planned for Marvel shows. I think like there's nothing in line for Luke Cage season 3, Defenders 2. Like they just have what's coming out next year for those three shows I mentioned earlier. And there's nothing. And the rumor is that they're going to bring all that stuff to the Disney shows in some way or form.
Yeah, which actually they teased recently that Star Wars Clone Wars is going to be at San Diego. So people are expecting that to come back as a part of that Disney streaming service as well.
Yeah, we're definitely going to hear some Star Wars news. Because I know Dave Filoni, the guy who did Clone Wars and what was the other one?
Rebels?
Clone Wars. Rebels, yeah. I still haven't watched any of them. Because I know he's ready to announce his next thing. And then, of course, we have... you know, we have the TV show that's being produced by Jon Favreau, and then we also have,
is that still going on? Because I know they canceled a lot of stuff.
That one was just announced, so I think that one was just announced like a month or two ago.
The coming up Boba Fett movie.
Were those actually confirmed though?
Confirmed that there was a script for it,
yeah. Interesting. So, yeah, I mean, we could probably see some things, but remember also we have a Celebration next year, so I don't think there's any more Star Wars plans for this year. I think maybe some small stuff, But I don't think they're going to really talk about a lot of stuff until Celebration. I don't think that's when we're not going to hear about, you know, Rian Johnson's new trilogy, the Game of Thrones movie that's coming out, the new Star Wars game that got, you know, stupidly announced at E3 this year. With Celebration being next year, same thing with D23. Like I said, Marvel, Disney, they're just, you know, unless it comes out this year, they're not going to show much, especially for stuff that's supposed to come out sometime end of near next year. But I think they are going to have a small presence, because then you also have the Star Wars comic books. You know, that's still very big in the comic book world. You know, the books, I know the guy, Timothy Zahn, he did like what's his name? Thrawn? Is that his name? Thrawn? Am I saying that right? General Thrawn, the blue guy in the show.
I'm trying Thrawn. To remember how it was pronounced.
I think it was like Thrawn or something like that. But he has like his own book. He basically made a book, and that tied into the. And he has like a new book coming out. So there, I think Star Wars is definitely going to have a presence there. It's not going to be anything big like, you know, Episode 9, a new TV show and stuff. But it's definitely, I think it's definitely going to have some presence for sure, at least somewhat. But I'm excited for this week. I really want to see these trailers.
Yeah, overall, we'll see what actually happens at Comic-Con. We could be wrong about everything that's going to be shown.
I'm sure we are.
100%. They're going to come out. Yeah, we're canceling Aquaman. We're now coming out with a Cyborg movie tomorrow, and
and then we're scrapping the next Avengers movie, and we're just going to have Squirrel Girl be the lead, and then end up defeating him within the first 5 minutes of the movie.
It's going to be a Squirrel Girl versus Galactus movie instead.
I will pay all the money for that movie. I don't say
it's
that.
Happened in the comics.
Oh, I know. I'll pay money for that. And now I hate you for putting that idea in my head, because I would love to see that live action.
You're welcome. Now you can be disappointed forever.
I will be disappointed. I'll just go read that comic again.
But that is all the time that we have here on The Breakfast Table. But as always, you can catch a backlog of our episodes on iTunes and Google Play. Until next time, we will see you.